And we are live from historic Tiger Field, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Proudly brings you the Reading Colt 45s as they take on the Fairfield Indians. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hanson, and it's good to be along with you wherever you may be as we have reached the true Reading summer. It has been 108 degrees today, the perfect kind of day to stay in, eat a popsicle, watch the movies, or better yet, go to the ocean, go to Siskiyou County before coming back and enjoying a game of baseball. Tonight's starting lineups, batting first for the Colt 45s. At first base is Kyle Norton, and then batting second will be Dusty Vela. Batting third will be Patrick Fregosa, the designated hitter, and then batting fourth is Noah Young in left field. And we'll give you the rest of the starting lineup as we take it over to the Sandlot Sound Machine, who will perform the national anthem. To enter this game with a record of 17-6 as they took down the Indians yet in yesterday's game 9-5 once again with the starting lineups. Batting first will be Kyle Norton at first base, followed by Dusty Vela batting second at second base. Batting third will be Patrick Fregosa, the designated hitter, and then batting fourth is Noah Young in left field. Batting fifth and getting the start at third base tonight is Mason Johnson, followed by Jeremy Giesig, batting sixth in right field. Batting seventh is Brett Dingus at shortstop, and then batting eighth will be Mason Cassingham at catcher. And then batting ninth is Giacomo Crosetti in center field with Skylar Goddard on the mound. And so the Reading Colt 45s able to bounce back today or yesterday after winning last night's ball game 9-5, and of course getting the win yesterday was Dylan Cabral, the left-hander, who went 7 innings, allowed 4 earned runs, and again for him it was just about going as long as they could go, and for Cabral he was able to go 7 innings, get the win, and just a very solid all-around outing. And so let's see what Goddard can do as he will take the ball. Really works off his breaking stuff, curveball, slider, and change. Just a player who works with plenty of junk, as Coach Bob Anderson would call it. And so the Colt 45s looking for another productive start from one of their pitchers. And again, we have to mention Noah Young, who made the play of the game last night with runners at second and third, took a double off the wall, rifled the throw in from left field, too hot to Mason Cassingham, who made a quick tag and to get the out. And again, it was just one of those plays during last night's game that really gave the Colt 45s the momentum. And again, for the Colt 45s, who did a good job as well, getting on base, drawing 4 walks, 7 hits, 9 runs. And so again for the Culver Divides. It's just about consistency. Can they keep it going after getting swept by the Medford Robes this past Tuesday through Thursday and trying to make it two in a row against the Indians? Batting first for the Indians in left field is Rayshon Preece, and then followed by J.P. Webster batting second in right field. Batting third will be Zion Judkins at first base, and then Jalen Edmonds will bat fourth, playing third base. Batting fifth is Eric Thomas in center field, and then batting sixth will be Victor Vega at second base. At shortstop, batting seventh is Ben Seitz. He's got a very active arm, and you'll be able to hear about it in the action tonight. And then batting eighth will be Ivory Jones at designated hitter. And then batting ninth will be Iman O'Leary with Josh Fairchild on the mound after playing catcher in last night's game. And so the two managers who are meeting, and now we'll see as the managers separate. And so the umpires go to their positions. The Indians going to wear blue uniforms with a red Indians logo in front and red numbers on the front and back. And the Colt 45 is going to wear their traditional black or white jerseys with black numbers, a black pinstripe with a yellow sleeve around the under the armpit. And so we'll see what the Colt 45 can do. Can they get off to a sharp start, both offensively and defensively? Defensively, it was a bit of a struggle, at least for the first couple of innings, a couple of errors that led to a four-run second, but then it was smooth sailing, only allowing one run between the third and the concluding ninth. And so as the fans filter in what was a very hot day here, but still plenty of action. In fact, guess who came into town? None other than Super Bowl champion from the Kansas City Chiefs, wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster. It was great to see one of the pros out there, one of the elite wide receivers in the game, come out and really give these players, our local players, some tips. And he wasn't just a guy that was sitting in the background. Oh, no, he was out there doing drills, running routes, even playing some defensive back, offering tips. And it was just great to see a player of that caliber to come on out today. And he did it as a nice little token to his buddy, Soma Vanuoku, who is originally from Eureka but moved to Reading and runs Pro Athletics. And so for Cassingham, he will throw down, and it'll be Rayshon Preece to lead things off. And of course, we got to give always a shout out to our skipper in the studio, the incomparable, the talented Tyler Chapman. How's it going, Tyler? Are you feeling good today?
I'm feeling excellent, ready to rock and roll. Let's go do this. Another victory tonight. All right,
let's go. Amen, brother. Let's do this. Here we go. Here's the pitch. First pitch from Goddard is swung on high, chopper to third. Having to leap up is Johnson. He gloves it, throws the first, and there's quickly one away. Nice play for Johnson as that sun was beating right on his eyes, and fortunately he's wearing shades, so he was able to see the ball a lot cleaner, able to jump off of 2 feet, snag the ball on the high chop out of the air, and make a strong throw to first. And so one pitch, one away, and that will bring up J.P. Webster. And so J.P. Webster from Contra Costa College swings and misses for strike one. 0-1 the count. And so
NGI.com.
If you're tackling a window, door, or siding project, caulking is one of the final but all-important steps that you need to take to seal up any gaps so your home remains watertight and protected.
That's right. The caulk has to stop drafts from getting past the siding and driving up your utility bills. Now, if the caulk doesn't stick or it dries out, it can let rain into the exterior wall, causing leaks and even mold.
And that's why it's really important to use a caulk that can stand up to fierce weather like wind-driven rain, scalding hot summer temperatures, and below zero winters. The new AMP Window, Door, and Siding Hybrid Sealant by DAP is designed to do just that.
It's ideal around door frames, siding, and windows, and AMP sealants can also be applied on wet or damp surfaces, as well as in extreme temperatures. Plus, AMP sealants offer excellent UV resistance and are backed by a lifetime guarantee.
AMP hybrid sealants retail for $9.98 and are available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide. Or learn more at DAP.com. Real stone coatings never looked this good. Terrazzo products from Dice Coatings can change the look of your tile, vinyl, linoleum, masonry, and concrete surfaces. The 7 pre-mixed colors sparkle with fine grades of decorative granite. The all-weather stone coatings shine indoors and outside. Terrazzo resists freeze-thaw conditions, mold, mildew, and even hot tire pickup, so add it to your patio, in the bathroom, or even the garage. Just roll on your colorful new Terrazzo finish. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy summer, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the warm weather wherever you live. We are here as well, and we are ready to help you with your home improvement projects.
Dan, you've got The Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a screen porch on the back of my house. It has a tin roof, and it gets extremely hot in the summer. So hot that it just radiates heat down. I was wondering, is there something I can put on that tin roof to deflect the heat that comes from the sun?
Yeah, I bet that metal roof gets super hot. What you can do, Dan, is you can apply a radiant barrier. It's like a paint, and there's different types. There's aluminum colored radiant barrier. There's white. There's a product called Sun Shield that you find at Home Depot. That's a radiant barrier, and it's often used not only on porches, it's even used on RVs. So this will be applied right to the top of the roof, and this will help reflect some of the UV radiation back off the roof so it won't all absorb, and that'll make you a bit more comfortable under that roof in the summer. When the sun's full bore like that, it'll help to bounce some of that heat back off again.
All right, now we're going to chat with Sally, who's dealing with an issue with the window. We're seeing a lot of fogging up. What's going on?
Well, I have two very large double-pane windows. They're like big picture windows. And they have...
It is Frassetti to make the catch, and that ends the inning. So sorry about the technical difficulties as this heat wave is impacting our equipment, but we're back live. We're heading to the bottom of the first as the Reading Colt 45s are coming up here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KTNR.
Hi, Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the first inning, and glad you could join us here. Sorry about the technical difficulties, as the hot weather has really made things a little bit difficult for our electronics connecting to the game. But the Colt 45s, despite a J.P. Webster double, were able to get a strikeout from Goddard on Zion Judkins, and then a fly out to center by Jalen Edmonds. So Kyle Norton will lead things off, followed by Dusty Vela and then Patrick Fregoso. Such a weird day just because of how hot it was. I mean, we literally went from being spring and gorgeous and 70s, 80s with some days with weather to now your typical Reading summer, which can affect both the brains and the electronics. And so, bottom of the first is I literally have our, well, let's just say I'm talking to ice right now to try to keep things cool. So here is Kyle Norton. So Norton will be followed by Dusty Vela, and this brings us to a bit of some interesting baseball history, as on this day in 1859, the first college baseball game was played, and it's not what you think. Here's the pitch to Norton, swung on, lifted, foul, and out of play. 0-1 the count, and again, just the majesty of baseball and its oddities, and it was really, you know, before the 1880s when it really became a more universal game as far as the rules. The 0-1 pitch is taken high for ball one. One ball and one strike. So it was played between Williams and Amherst, two schools on the East Coast, and Amherst located in Massachusetts. 1-1 pitch taken inside for ball two, and that hit the umpire on his right foot. And that didn't feel good. Two balls and one strike to count as Josh Fairchild, who caught last night, is the pitcher. Fairchild, heel set. 2-1 pitch is delivered just a little low for ball three. So three balls and one strike, look like a lukewarm two-seamer running to the inside of Norton. Fairchild, he'll wind and fire. The 3-1 pitch is taken high for ball four. And so the Colt 45s are aboard to bring up Dusty Vela.
Norton draws a walk, bringing to the plate second baseman number 5, Dusty Vela.
And so for Vela, who enters the game hitting .357. Part of this team that really has utilized contact and gaps. So pitch is taken for a strike, and taking off for second is Norton, and he'll beat it without a throw. So for Norton, who continues to steal bases. Very hard to catch him. 6'5", but very springy and athletic. 0-1 pitch taken way upstairs for ball one.
Just a bit outside.
So that fastball and coming out of the crowd to get it is O'Leary. Here's Fairchild. He'll wind and fire the 1-1 pitch upstairs for ball two. So for Fairchild, he's throwing at a sidearm angle, but almost like everything that he's just throwing is just up. I'm not sure if it's just his release, whether he's coming in a little bit too early or too late, but missing consistently high. 2-1 pitch. There's a fastball that swung on and fouled back. And so two balls and two strikes for the Fairfield Indians, founded all the way back in 1978. Deucing a couple of draft picks, but no official starters yet. Colt 45s trying to still find their first big leaguer as well. 2-2 pitch inside, and it hits Vela on the butt back. So for Vela, who gets hit on the soft part, is gluteus maximus, as the anatomy teachers would say. And so for Fairchild, who is struggling with his command to start, he is walked Norton, hit Vela, and now here is Fragoso. So now here is Fragoso.
Number 8,
Patrick Fragoso. The pitch to Fragoso. That's a curveball that's buttered low for ball one. One ball and no strikes account, and so the Colt 45s, being ever so patient, using the nine-ball technique taught by Bob Anderson, look for nine pitches. You know you can hit it and do exactly what Fragoso. There's he drives one into right field, right in and out of the glove of right fielder J.P. Webster, and to third goes Norton, and so for Fragoso, who hit it hard, but Webster was right there. It was in his glove, and he just dropped it. And so, with the bases loaded, here is Noah Young. And so for Fragoso, who is on base on the error in right field, but gotta at least give him some credit for hitting a line drive as well. If that is anywhere that Webster isn't, that is definitely a double. So 0-1 the count. Norton at third, Vela at second, Fragoso at first, and Noah Young trying to bring home some runs. And now stepping off is Fairchild. So glad you could join us. And again, you know, talking with some of these players about their techniques, obviously you got to drink plenty of water. Oh, and pitch is a slider that breaks outside, trying to find that hard outside corner. Is Fairchild. So for Fairchild, in a little bit of trouble here. No off, bases loaded. 1-1 pitch inside. And so again, we've seen curve, two seam, slider. That's the mix of Fairchild. The pitch taken inside for ball three. So two seam. Fastball there, and so for Fairchild, the lonely man out there. And again, not easy when you're out in that heat, trying to grip the ball when your fingers are sweaty. That's something that Dylan Cabral talked about yesterday. Here's the 3-1 pitch, swung on, grounded to second. The throw to second for one is in time. 4-6 put out. One run comes in Norton, and it's 1-0 Colt 45. So for Noah Young, who manufactures a run. 6-4 fielder's choice.
Third baseman, number 10.
And now here is Mason Johnson. And so for Johnson, who, again, just talking about his goals, wanting to become a more consistent defensive player. Made some good plays during the year. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for a straight four-seam fastball there. And count his own one. Again, it's been such an interesting season for the Colt 45s because at times you see them make defensive plays that you're wondering, you're like, how do they do that? And then, though, there's some days where they'll miss. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Throw to second. Not in time. Stealing second. Is Fragoso. So with Vela at third. The Fairfield Indians trying to. And now we're going to have a discussion over there with. That is Coach Robert Searcy. So for Searcy, having a discussion about the bases. He was ejected in yesterday's game over the play at home where Cassingham was able to make a quick tag. But for Searcy, a lot calmer today. That's good. It's good to be calm. 0-2, meanwhile, to Johnson. Fairchild. He'll set the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is looped into right field. Under it, fighting the sun, making the catch. And right is Webster. Tagging up and scoring is Vela, and it's now 2-0 Colt 45s. So Mason Johnson with a sacrifice fly. So almost like yesterday's game, how the Colt 45s scored two runs in the first inning without any hits. But just using
right fielder, number 29.
Their patience, yeah. Not swinging at anything out of their zone. Getting some fortune, too, with Fragoso now at third. Now here's, not Fragoso. At third is Johnson. At third is Noah Young. Here's the 0-1 pitch taken way upstairs for Fairchild. So for Fairchild, having a little bit of wild child in him right now. He's already hit a man, walked a player. Fairchild, heel set. Whip and fire. The 0-1 pitch is a slider delivered away for ball two. So two balls and one strike. Two ways you can throw that. Throw that slider. Try to work it outside to right-hander or left-hander or try to jam them. 2-1 pitch. That's in the dirt for ball three. So a 3-1 count for Josh Fairchild trying to minimize the damage here. Already trailing 3-1. Or 2-0. 3-1 the count to Jeremy Giesig. Fairchild, he'll set the 3-1 pitch. Straight fastball in the outside corner for a strike. So full count, the Colt 45s ahead 3-2. And a pretty good crowd here, all things considered. After this hot day, the weather starting to cool down with each minute, making it nice and comfortable for the fans watching. Here's the 3-2 pitch, swung on, and there's a high drive into deep left field, going back near the track at the wall, making the grab. is Rashawn Kreese for the catch, and that ends the inning. So Jeremy Giese gives it a ride, but flies out to left field. The Colt 45's able to play two on a walk, a hit by pitch, an error in right field, and then a sacrifice fly by Mason Johnson. Two runs on no hits, a man left, and at the end of one, the Colt 45's lead the Fairfield Indians 2-0 on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. You can also catch us on Free Fire Radio, and tonight's broadcast is proudly sponsored by Lux Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LauxLandscape.com. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base and sand, decorative bark, pavers, retailing walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Lux Landscape Supply.
From coast to coast, that's all you'll hear of Joe, the one-man show. He's glorified the horse hide spear, Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Joe, DiMaggio, we like you,
white-eyed. Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the second, 1-1 pitch is grounded by Eric Thomas, stopped by Norton, who makes the put out at first, and so there's quickly one away to bring up Victor Vega. And so glad, again, you can all join us, whether you're listening from Alaska or all the way to the East Coast. Here's Vega. He swings and flies one into right field. Very playable for Jeremy Giese. He'll make the catch. And so for Skylar Goddard, being very effective and efficient with his pitches, just four pitches in, and there's two away.
Shortstop, number one, Ben Seitz.
And now here is Ben Seitz. And so for Seitz, who again, a very active arm, the left-handed hitting, right-handed thrower, takes in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And so for Goddard, who is one of the more playful guys that you'll meet on this team, talked about him and some of his favorite holidays and is a fan of Halloween. Said that one year he dressed up as Darth Vader and, you know, we were talking about some of our favorite Halloween costumes. Here's the 1-1. Pitch changeup swung on, grounded to second. Stopped by Vela. He'll throw across his body to first. Not in time. Tough play for Vela fighting the sun. That ball was hit very hard to his right side and was able to get a glove on it before it rolled into right field. Was able to then stop, pick it up, and then tried to throw across his body. But a little bit too difficult of a play to make, and so aboard with the single is Ben Seitz. And so with two out, here is Ivory Jones. The pitch to Jones, taking in the dirt for ball one, and a look to first. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, grounded to third. Oh, sliding play by Johnson in front. The throw to first in time. Oh, what a beautiful piece of poetry out at third base by Mason Johnson. The hard grounder, and he was able to shove it backhanded, go from his feet, makes the throw, and to end the inning. So the Colt 45s showing some good defense here on this Saturday night, day night. No runs, one hit, a man left, and we go to the bottom of the second. The Colt 45s ahead of the Fairfield Indians, 2-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
100 years.
Yep. Bottom of the second inning we go, and it'll be Brett Dingus to lead things off. He'll be followed by Mason Cassingham and then Giacomo Crescetti. So it's very interesting to note how in 1859, the game of baseball was played between Amherst and Williams. I mean, legend has it that Abner Doubleday was the man that invented the game, but no physical proof exists. However, it was written in the paper and it was chronicled. Williams and Amherst. Here's the pitch taken on the outside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike. And could you believe it? The first baseball game in college history had 25 innings. And so we'll let you try to figure out what? What's he talking about? Here's the 1-1 pitch swung on and lined into center field for a base hit. And so for Brett Dingus, he is aboard. The man out of Murphy's Murrow, Tennessee, barreling up some contact and driving it into straight center.
Now batting. Catcher number 2, Mason Cassingham.
And so, and in a way, it was almost kind of like how modern day cricket is played. You know, they're really, I mean, there's a field and there's a boundary, but that boundary is really, there's no real foul territory in cricket. Pitch is taken away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And there were no balls. So you could go into this game and, you know, folks want to talk about, well, how fast the game is. 1-0 pitch is taken high. The throw to second, not in time. Dingus with the stolen base. So imagine playing a baseball game without any balls. You could just continue to throw and continue to throw and continue to throw until you got the guy out. Two and oh the count. Mason Cassingham, who swings this one down the third base side, and that is foul and out of play. Two balls and one strike the count. And here's another funky rule to add to that. If you had a base runner that wasn't on a stationary base and he was in the base pads, you could take the ball and peg him with it.
Huh. Yep.
You can just take the ball and peg him with it, just like you're playing kickball in the sand lot, Tyler.
Yeah, that's you talk about that old game Rounders, right?
Yeah, well, that's what it was. But it was just, it was an old game of Rounders, but with a variation of it, and that's literally how we came up with baseball. It was founded on the game originally founded in Great Britain, and, well, thus we have the game of baseball. Two balls and two strikes account. Here's a 2-2 pitch swung on, lifted behind home plate and foul. Out of play. Two and two. To Cassingham, the 2-2 pitch. That is a changeup that stays up like a soap bubble for ball three. So three balls and two strikes in for Fairchild, trying to keep this game manageable. Allowing the leadoff single to Brett Dingus, who is now at second. 3-2. Here's the 3-2 hit. Straight fastball inside for ball four. And so Chassingham is aboard, and now here is Giacomo Crosetti. So we have at least one omission from Giacomo Crosetti himself, who told the story wrong. Frankie Crosetti is not his grandfather, but it is his great-great-uncle.
Okay, it's still close enough.
But it still counts, though, right, Tyler? He's still related to him.
Absolutely. That's still some blood. He's still got Yankee blood in him.
Pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike one. Two-seamer there. Own one. Here's Fairchild. He'll set. Whip and fire. There goes Dingus. Pitch is swung on and fouled away. So a little bit of some hit and run action there for the Colt 45s trying to extend this lead.
You have numbers to crunch.
Currently 102 degrees in the ballpark. So definitely bring a mister. Fairchild looking into his catcher, O'Leary. Here's the 0-2 pitch. 14 fastball taken for strike three, and down goes Crosetti. And so for Crosetti, who gets caught looking.
Now batting. First baseman, number 25, Kyle Norton.
And with one away, here is Kyle Norton. So Norton trying to get aboard. Walked to lead off the game. Fairchild, he'll set. Whip and fire. First pitch is a changeup that's taken high for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. Fairchild sets, looks at second, and a look. So, yeah, talking about some history, 25 innings, and only one out was required to end the inning. So I guess you could say, well, 25 innings, one out does shorten things up a little bit.
Only by two outs. So,
huh?
Only by two outs.
What'd you say?
I said just by two outs.
Just by two outs, right. Yeah, so, but again, though, it was played 45 years before the first College Baseball World Series was played. 2-0 pitch, and we're going to get a balk call on Fairchild. So the home plate umpire says that Fairchild never came set. And so, for Fairchild, who had his glove high, but he never came down to his chest and came set, and that's what the home plate umpire is illustrating. So the Colt 45s take a base. To third goes Zingas. To second goes the pinch runner for Cassingham. Here's the 2-1 pitch, missing low for ball three. Three balls and one strike. O'Leary thought he had himself a strike right there. Looked like a slider that missed at the knees. 3-1. 3-1 pitch delivered for a strike. So, Rounders in the first game that was ever played in 1859. And mind you, that was also, strangely enough, before the Civil War. 3-2 pitch, swung on, hard ground ball up the middle for a base hit. In comes Dingus. In comes Cassingham, who doesn't need a pinch runner for him. A 2-run single for Kyle Norton, and it's 4-0 in favor of the 45s. So just a good piece of crisp hitting. Nothing too stylish or fancy about it. Just take a 2-strike pitch and hit a line drive. And now here's Dusty Vela, who is hit by a pitch. And there goes Norton. The throw to second, not in time. And it's going to get into center field. Norton thought about taking third and center retreats back. So for Kyle Norton, he just heard the sound of the Roadrunner and definitely not a far hyperbole to say the least. Second stolen base for Norton on the day. And now he's going to take third, and now Norton is caught up in a pickle. And then the ball is dropped by the shortstop, and Norton is back in second. Wow. Boy, that wasn't good.
That's a Bugs Bunny baseball right there, buddy.
That was Bugs Bunny without Michael Jordan. If the Monstars were to come through, ooh, here's a good question. Who would be the Monstars? Oh, here we go. So if you were to put together a Monstars baseball team, you'd obviously have to have Shohei Ohtani as the pitcher slash he'd be the leader of the Monstars. Well, the person that would take his skills, pitches swung on and fouled away. That needs to happen. Why not a baseball Monstars game?
I would like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get Bryce Harper in there. He'd be a good Monstar.
Yeah. You gotta have Bryce Harper there. See, though, I feel like because there was only five Monstars, you could only have five, and then you'd have to have, like, four, like, I don't know, zombies.
You know, Randy Johnson was a Monstar, you know?
Yeah.
The big unit, for sure.
Oh, and tick swung on. That ball is lifted into left field. Very playable. Under it is Rayshon Preece. He'll make the catch, and there's two away. So Vela with a long fly out. Gosh, now we're on something. So we got Harper, we got Shohei. Oh yeah, you gotta put Mookie Betts in there.
Your boy.
You gotta put Mookie in there. I'm not sure though. I don't think it'd be fair to steal one Dodger because in the movie, the original Space Jam, we're not talking about the one by LeBron.
Yeah.
Let's just leave that on HBO Max for the 6-year-olds to watch. We're talking about. The original Space Jam. Talking about some film theory here. Here's Patrick Fregoso. It is hot. Here's the pitch to Fregoso. Taken high for ball one. 1-0. Holding at second is Norton. So here we go. So we got Mookie. We got Shohei. We got Bryce Harper.
I feel like Mike Trout should be in there, but he's another Angel.
Oh,
though.
Yeah, Mike Trout, there you go. Yeah,
Aaron
you gotta
Judge
have Mike Trout.
And Aaron Judge, those are Monstars.
Two outfielders, you got a pitcher, and then who else did we say?
It was Shohei, it was Mookie, Mike Trout.
Oh yeah, and Bryce Harper. Oh yeah, so we have to include a fielder. Here's the one kid swung on. Actually, no, wait. We're gonna get a full nine. So we got our outfield, we got our pitcher. We need a catcher, and I would say right now, I'm going JT Realmuto. I'd like to go with my man Will Smith, but JT Realmuto is the guy.
He is the guy. I think so.
He is the guy. Here's the 1-2 pitch taken high for ball two. So we got Realmuto, and then you got to go Nolan Arenado at third base.
Absolutely.
There you go. Second base, very, very debatable right now.
Who's the guy who's hitting 400? Isn't he a second baseman for the Marlins?
2-2 pitch swing. Oh, comebacker. That's bounced off of the glove of Fairchild. Fairchild recovers, throws underhand, and that ends the inning in a 1-3 putout. As the Colt 45s, though, are able to strike with two runs in the second on a two-run single up the middle by Kyle Norton. That brings in Brett Dingus and Mason Cassingham. Two runs on two hits, a man left, and at the end of two innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Fairfield Indians 4-0.
In my dreams, I see myself hidden in a baseball in a green field somewhere near a freeway. I'm all tan and smiling and running from third base. And it's hard and the kids keep on playing the driving game.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the third inning we go as Skylar Goddard has worked a clean two innings to the top of the third. And here is Iman O'Leary, who takes a strike on the outside corner. 0-1 the counts. Leary kicking at the dirt. Goddard whips, and he'll fire the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and bounced to third. Up with it is Norton. He'll take care of business, such as the bag. And there's quickly one away to bring up Rayshon Preece. So we're bringing up the movie Monstars and thinking of our own Monstars team. I guess you have to put Jose Altuve in there.
Yeah, you really probably should.
I'm sorry, that's my bias as a Dodger fan. And not as an unfair Dodger fan, by the way. Just the fact that, well, we all know the Astros.
Oh, man, we don't want to talk about the Astros.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. We're not going to talk about the Astros. But, yeah, I guess Altuve is on there. So, and then at first base, I'd go Goldschmidt.
I was going to say Goldschmidt or maybe Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, Goldschmidt or Freddie Freeman. But I think the rule is you only get one player per team. So
unless you're the Angels.
Huh?
Unless you're the Angels, you got Otani and.
Here's the thing, man. You're not taking Trout off the list, and you're sure as heck not going to take Shohei off there. It's just not going to happen. 1-2 pitches swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Rayshon Preece. And now here is JP Webster.
And the pizza was good.
So here is Webster, who doubled as the second batter. He will take a curveball that's dropped on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Very good command being shown by Goddard today. He'll whip and fire the 0-1 pitch. Another curveball. Check swing. Did he go? And he broke the wrist for strike two. So for Skyler Goddard in his bucket right now, or no, I said that 21st Century Slang wrong. How do the kids say it? He's in his bag. Here's the 0-2 hit. Curveball taken away for ball one.
So we're just missing a shortstop. I got the lineup for you almost.
Yeah, we're missing a shortstop. Here's the 1-2 pitch taken in the dirt for ball two. So while we're finding a shortstop, who's coming in to save the Looney Tunes in baseball? It has to be a player who is recently retired, has star quality, and can still play the game if he were to come out of retirement.
Ken Griffey Jr.
See, I'm wearing his jersey, but Ken Griffey's like 50 years old.
You know he can still hit.
You know he can still hit, but bro, it's a five-tool game. You need him to steal bases for you.
That's
3-2 the count to Webster. Here's Goddard. He will wind and fire the 3-2 pitch. Slider swung on him. It's just
Alex Rodriguez.
Down goes Webster. And we can't go Lindor because Lindor is on a season-long slump. No runs, no hits. We go to the bottom of the third inning. The Reading Colt 45 is ahead of the Fairfield Indians 4-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
The man and Bobby Pella, the scooter, the barber and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the third inning, and it is the general manager of the Reading Fantasy Baseball League. It is our very own Tyler Chapman with Chappie's Hot Corner. What do you have for us today, Tyler?
This is Tyler Chapman at KCNR Studio in downtown Reading, and this is Chappie's Hot Corner. We're just over halfway through the Colt 45 season, and the team is truly finding its identity. For better and for worse, we know who this team is now. On the positive side, the Colt 45s are extremely effective at the plate. The team has walked more times than it has struck out. The Colt 45s are averaging over 10 runs a game and has more than its share of long balls. Defensively, the Colt 45s can make some very tough plays look very easy. And on the mound, the Reading is very effective mixing speed and location to keep the visitors off balance. There are some negatives, though, the most glaring of which is the defense, which can be downright sloppy sometimes, with errant throws and missed times attempting to play at the ball being a recurring issue for the club. The next most glaring issue is the execution on the base path. Reading has run itself out of far too many innings this year, with wide turns around bases and poorly executed steal attempts. Finally, the pitching staff is far too often giving the other teams rallies for free by hitting batters and walking batters as well, more than once in an inning often. This is a winning ball club, and the sum of its parts are better than its flaws, to be sure. It'll be interesting to see how the club continues to develop over the home stretch. Back to you, Ethan.
Thanks for that, Chappie. Good analysis there, as always. And now here is Mason Johnson.
Third baseman, number 10, Mason Johnson.
So Johnson up to bat after a leadoff single by Noah Young. So Young at first. Fairchild looking in. He'll come to his set. The 0-1 pitch swung on and missed for strike two. Man, Johnson swung on a pitch that was at the moon. So that was a slider that missed its spot, and he chased after it as it rose above his eyes. 0-2. Young at first. And it's just a look, so. Meanwhile, we're going to have a timeout called, and for Bob Anderson, he is going to go out and have an argument and argue about a balk. Fairchild with a grin on his face. And again, the rule of when you're trying to pick off a batter, you have to step off the rubber before you can make the move. 0-2 pitch, swung on, grounded to second. Throw to first is in time. As Johnson was going on the straight steal, didn't have an opportunity to try to get the double play. So for Johnson, he grounds out. Young is at second, and then here's Jeremy Giesig.
Now batting right fielder, number 29, Jeremy Giesig.
And so for Jeremy Giesig, who hit a long fly ball into left field, his first at bat in the first inning, Giesig takes in the dirt for ball one, one ball and no strikes account. Here's another little quip in 1916. Honus Wagner became the, I believe, here's the 1-0 pitch. Oh, my goodness. That is so hilarious. I got to tell you what was just texted to me. Two balls and no strikes. We're going to segue from Honus Wagner a little bit to report that Easton Waterman, the head coach of the Macon Bacon, an Enterprise graduate, was thrown out of the game tonight. That is too funny. 2-0 pitch swung on, grounded hard into right field. 4-base hit. Young is going to wave from third to home. He'll score an RBI single for Jeremy Giesig. And it's 5-0 Colt 45. So it was so weird because I'm doing a story about the Macon Bacon and for Easton. And talking with his dad, John Waterman, who was a long-time baseball coach, coaches still as an assistant at the high school level, helps out at Shasta College. And he talked about last week, pitches taken high for ball one and stealing second is Giesig. So the Colt 45 is really having their way right now with the Fairfield Indians tonight. He was talking about how his son is just so mild-mannered and such a nice guy. He couldn't imagine his son ever being thrown out of a game. He's just very thoughtful, very polite, very upfront. But again, he just said he just doesn't have that bug in him. Meanwhile, the 1-0 pitch is swung on and skied into short right field, coming in under it and making the catch is Vega, and there's two away. So, of course, leave it up for me, and I say, hey, do you think your son will get thrown out? Oh, that probably won't happen for the next 5 years or so, man. He's just such a nice guy. What happens tonight?
Now batting.
Gets ejected. Good for Easton getting that one out of his system and getting his first ejection under his belt. Not that we necessarily condone again the
not at all
poor sportsmanship at all. That is not what we are saying. It's just the fact that when it happens, well, It's always entertaining, at least. Pitch is taken inside for ball one. 1-0 the count. Did I clarify that enough, Tyler?
Oh, you sure did. That's a little bit like the Gaylord Perry thing. He said it'll be before a man will land on the moon before I hit a home run, and the day after they land on the moon, he hits his first and only home run.
It's just swung on, and that ball is flied into center field. Plenty of room for Thomas, who will make the catch, and that ends the inning. So Mason Cassingham flies out And the Colt 45s, though, able to tack on another run on an RBI single by Jeremy Giesig in right field to bring home Noah Young. Giesig with the RBI single, Noah Young with the run, one run on two hits. And at the end of three, the Colt 45s lead the Fairfield Indians 5-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple-sized trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the fourth inning, and it will be Zion Judkins to lead things off. He is tonight's beer batter, and so a fully invested crowd checks in. They drop their phones, turn everything off, and to see what the universe has in store. And Judkins says, to heck with that universe. He hits a high drive into center field over the head of Crosetti that gets all the way to the warning track. And Judkins, on the very first pitch he sees in his second at bat, hits a double into dead center. So there will be no discount beer tonight.
Beer will be ready to price, but pizza is still $1 a slice.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get some leftovers, by the way, man. That would stink to buy a pizza and then to... You're lying. Damn it. Darn it, I mean. Ugh. Well, the good thing is I'm getting paid back for it. Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled away. So, wow, I'm actually pretty impressed. This is a pretty sparse crowd, and man, that crowd took care of the $1 pizza like no tomorrow. Wow,
did they take care of it? Oh my goodness.
No leftovers for night, Tyler. Sorry to report that. Anyway, here's the 0-1 pitch, grounded foul. And if you're asking, well, why are we talking about pizza? There's got to be some context. Yes, I'm doing a story about...
He's up there in the left corner on the home team stand. Thank you, Ethan.
0-2 the count. Yeah, so here's a fun little factoid for all of you hungry folks out there. If you're ever just saying, I want a big pizza, I want something for a party, well, Pibbs and Cottonwood, the 0-2 pitch is grounded foul. So you go to Pibbs and they do something called the Daytona Challenge. The pizza is actually shaped like a race car arena, and the goal is to eat 20 pounds of pizza in an hour. And the rule is, you get to choose four people. Four people participate. You try to eat the 20 pounds of pizza, and if you eat the pizza, then you get it for free. But if you don't end up eating the pizza, which happens very, very often, including to myself and a group of buddies who barely made it over a quarter way through, well, you have to pay for it. And that pie at 20 pounds of pop is $140 if you account for tipping. Here's the 0-2 pitch, swung on, grounded to short. Up with it is Dingus, and Dingus puts it away for out number one to third goes Judkins, and with one away, here is Eric Thomas. Well, good thing is I'm happy that we were able to feed some people tonight. You know, This is a hard group, working group of folks as the pitch is swung on, grounded, trying to one-hop it. Off the ground is Johnson, and he won't have a play. In comes Judkins to score. Error committed on Mason Johnson, and it's 5-1 in favor of the Colt 45s. The Indians scoring their first run on the error by Johnson. So Johnson, that was just one of those plays where he sort of overthought it. Maybe had a chance to go back and wait for it a little bit. Instead, tried to pick it on the one hop, and when he scooped, just didn't pick it cleanly. The throw to second by Kazingham, not in time, and stealing second is Eric Thomas. So, one out, top of the fourth, 5-1 in favor of the Colt 45s. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on, lifted down the right field line, and foul. So, no balls, and two strikes the count. Here's the 0-2 pitch, straight two seam, missing outside for ball one. So again, back to the whole pizza thing. I'm doing a story on the top food challenges to try in the North State, and well, that one over in Cottonwood, if you want to eat 20 pounds of pizza, is one of them. Here's the 1-2 pitch, curveball, swung on, fouled back. Goddard continuing to attack the zone. Goddard, born and raised in White City, Oregon, considered to be an unincorporated part of Medford, Oregon, and he said that White City might be absorbed into Medford soon. 1-2 pitch is taken away for ball two. A simple man with a handlebar mustache, and he loves to fish and hunt on the lake and river.
Ethan, on that pizza challenge thing, do you know how much an average pizza weighs?
Here's the 2-2 backdoor pick, and being hosed to dry is Eric Thomas, and there's two away. Nice play by Goddard, able to step off and showing the young Fairchild how it's really done with the pickoffs. Took that foot, was able to take that foot, turn and throw at the same time, and now he's a strike away from ending the inning. 2-2 pitch, swung on, that's grounded to third. This time Mason Johnson takes care of it. He throws across his body, and that ends the inning. We'll learn more about the average weight of a pizza when we return. Meanwhile, the Colt 45s allow an unearned run to score. One run on one hit. Nobody left. And at the end of 3.5, the Colt 45s are ahead of the Fairfield Indians 5-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
A choo-choo train swings around the neck like an aeroplane. His cap flies off when it passes third, and he heads home like a hero bird.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Ethan? Bottom of the fourth inning in a $1 pizza night sponsored by yours truly. Here comes the Italian medallion himself, and his medallion gets rung. It is Giacomo Crosetti, and on the first pitch, he is hit on the back. Well there. So for Giacomo Crosetti,
first baseman, number 25, Kyle North,
who is aboard, and that will bring up Kyle Norton. So for Norton, who is 1-for-1, and first pitch is in the dirt, scoops under the glove of O'Leary, and quickly to second goes Giacomo Crosetti. So, Tyler, how much does the average pizza weigh, actually?
It's 2 pounds, so you guys are trying to eat 10 pizzas between the four of you. That's a lot.
No, 5.
Yeah, 5 pounds. So you guys are trying to eat 2 pizzas apiece, basically. 2.5.
Yeah. Here's a pitch swung on, and it's grounded to short. Up within his sights, he'll throw across the diamond to take care of Norton, and there's two, and there's one away. Yeah, well, here's the thing, and I think that this is really the key with that pizza, is the fact that it is so rich, and so you're eating it, because honestly, I would bet on myself that I could kill 2 Domino's large pizzas in a row if I wanted to, and I'm being dead serious on that. But it's the thickness of the dough, and it just fills you. It just, I mean, it's great if you have leftovers. Darn it, I don't have leftovers. I was expecting leftovers.
I know, you're heartbroken, man.
Oh, I'm brewing right now. 1-0. But you know what? I'm glad the crowd got fed. 1-0 the count to Dusty Vela. 1-0 pitch swung on, and that ball is fired into deep right field down the corner. Diving, did he make the catch? Yes, he did. Oh, wow, what a spectacular grab. And right field by J.P. Webster. Tagging from second around third and scoring is Giacomo Crosetti, and it's 6-1. But J.P. Webster with an absolute web gem. How in the world did he get there? I mean, he must have had to have traveled a good 30 yards in four or five seconds, and then to locate it, dive full length, and to make that grab. Oh, what a play. But still, the Colt 45s are able to cash in with a run, heads-up base running by Giacomo Crosetti to make it 6-1. Pitch is taken inside for ball one. Now to Patrick Fragoso. So a sack fly for Dusty Vela, and I guess as a batter, you gotta be thinking to yourself, darn, man, how did 1-0 is delivered for a strike. So for Bob Anderson, who did say we wanna hit the ball hard, hit it frequently as hard as we can, and you know what, if you're getting out like that, you've still done your job. 1-1 pitch swung on, and that ball is fouled away. That's going to roll into the forest behind us. We have pickleball and tennis courts, a bocce court that I've only seen used once during these ball games. Here's the 1-2 pitch swung on, and that ball is lifted into shallow right field. Under it is Webster. He'll make the catch, and that will end the inning. Man, this Fairfield Indians team can really play the outfield. There was a web gem in last night's game by Eric Thomas, and tonight in right field, it is J.P. Webster. The Colt 45s add another run on a hit by Titch and then a sacrifice fly by Dusty Vela that brings home Giacomo Crosetti. We're going to the top of the fifth inning, the Reading Colt 45s ahead of the Fairfield Indians, 6-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. We're gonna cheer.
and blue, and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game to win.
Batter up, break one.
The game has just begun, and the home team's out to win.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretto trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the fifth inning, second pitch is swung on by Ben Seitz, and he'll ground one to second. Up with it is Vela, and he'll throw it to Norton in time, and there's one away to bring up Ivory Jones. And again, another ball player that we want to talk about here, and, you know, definitely the man of many conversations, known for his durability, the Iron Horse himself. Cal Ripken Jr., who on this day made his first of 2,216 consecutive starts, and he made his first start on this day all the way back in 1982, Cal Ripken Jr. I don't even think we were even ideas back then, Tyler.
No, we weren't. Cal Ripken is a special guy, though. He was one of my favorite ballplayers before I even knew what baseball was.
Yep, me too. 1-1 pitch taken upstairs and in for ball two. Two balls and one strike to count. Two-one pitch, slider, swung on and missed for strike two. And so for Goddard, who has worked so well today, you take away the one run in the fourth inning, and that one is unearned. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on, lifted into right field. That'll find some grass on the fairway for a base hit. And so for Jones, with the single, and for the Indians trying to quit something together. Four hits scattered around, but so far, Skyler hasn't found himself into much trouble. So meanwhile, with Eamon O'Leary coming to the plate, at first is Jones. Goddard will whip and fire. Pitch is taken down for ball one. One ball and no strikes.
Hey, Ethan, did you and your boys have a strategy going into the contest today when you were trying to eat that pizza?
Oh, no. We didn't do that. This was like over a year ago.
Oh, okay.
This was like 15 months ago. Don't talk to me about it. I already know we're out of pizza.
No, what do you want to do with the with that big tray?
Oh, yeah. No. We got to keep the tray.
You want to keep it?
Yeah. I'll take it with me. No. We got to keep the tray. Yeah, I got to return it. 1-1. That's getting asked questions asked about the pizza, by the way. It's got to return the wood tray. Use it to keep the pizza warm. Gosh, can't believe I didn't get any. Anyway, 1-1. Here's 1-1 pitch. Swung on, grounded foul up along the third base side. But, yeah, no, this was like over a year ago. And the strategy was, okay, let's just take a football player, three basketball players. I'm the third of that basketball player. And you know what? Let's just work out and burn off some steam, and then let's see if we can do this thing. So we did. We played like 2 hours of basketball, and we went to it.
That's a good strategy.
Here's the 1-2 hitch. It still didn't work for us at all. Counted to the right side. Up with it. Is it? He'll throw it. First, nice play by Dusty Vela. Moving over to his right, kicking it, and then throwing on the run to get O'Leary, and there's two away. And in the bottom of the fifth inning, we are going to be joined by Brad Miller and his daughter to talk just a little bit about baseball and youth sports. So glad we had Brad Miller. We have Brad Miller with us. The fans trying to keep cool on this night. Plenty of frozen orange juice and pink lemonade being sold. Here's the pitch. Curveball swung on, lifted down the right field line, and that is foul. Out of play.
That foul ball brought to you by...
Oh, and won the count.
I was holding my breath that you had Juju Smith-Schuster on tonight.
Yeah, no, I was barely able to get him with my parchment. Here's the 0-1 pitch swung on, and by the way, yeah, it was so hot. I had to go old school with it, take out a pen and paper, and just chat with him. But I took accurate notes, and, you know, it'll be a good story.
I guarantee it. You're right, Nick.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball taken out. But the one thing I did very much appreciate about Juju was the fact that he was really bought in. He was teaching the kids. Kids were responding. I mean, again, it's a celebrity. You know, so of course it's like, you know, one of your superheroes coming to town and, you know, hanging out with you. But he was there for business and he was coaching them.
Not just for the lights.
He was out there in not just the heat. 2-2 pitch swung on, rolled foul. He was out there for 2 hours with kids between the ages of, you know, 8 to 12 and then the high school kids as well. I mean, he was. There were no breaks. I mean, there were breaks. There's a team room with nice AC. 2-2 pitch. There goes the runner. Swung on and fouled away. No damage to the cars yet. So two balls, two strikes, two out. 6-1 here in favor of the running Colt 45s. You know, we need to get Jay Johnson over here to do a coaching session. It'd be great to have the LSU coach come on back. 2-2 pitch swung on. That ball is grounded hard up the middle for a base hit by Rayshon Priest. In to score is Ivory Jones, and the Colt 45s now lead 6-2.
Bringing
into the game.
Right fielder, number 44, J.P. Webster.
And so J.P. Webster coming to bat, and you can barely even see the number on his uniform. He is so dusty. That was after making a fantastic grab in right field to rob Dusty Vale of a base hit. Pitch is taken outside for ball one. The throw to second, not in time. Skirts to center, but Colt 45 is able to recover it with little advancement. So for Mason Cassingham, whose arm and quickness is being tested, and he's learning he's going to have to get a little quicker if he wants to compete in the college ranks. But you know what? That's why you're here to learn. And that's the beauty of watching these games. You get to watch college baseball players grow up and become better. 1-0 pitch drops a curveball on the outside corner for a strike. So for Skylar Goddard, so far the epitome of consistency, just one earned run allowed today. Here through 4 2/3 innings of work. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is grounded. Wow, somehow got between Johnson and Dingus, and that will roll into left field. In to score is Rayshon Priest. Not sure who to point the finger at for that error. But, man, that was a routine ground ball that should have been Dingus's ball, but Johnson thought it was his. He got in front of it, dove, missed the ball, and then for Dingus, he tried to pick it, and it rolled past him. So for the Colt 45s, just it seems to be the theme, Tyler. making the hard plays look easy and the easy plays look hard.
Yeah. Our identity, part of our identity.
Yep. So, I'm just going to put E right there.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
For Zion Judkins, who comes to the plate, he is tonight's beer batter, and he gave it a ride last time, doubled into dead center, hit the 404 wall, pitched to Judkins. He'll take on the outside corner for a strike. Judkins thought that it was away, takes a breath. The pitch in the dirt for ball one. And so the Colt 45s leading 6-3. Another unearned run, unfortunately, for the Knight of Goddard, who's been very, very consistent. Three strikeouts so far. 1-2 pitch swung on and missed for strike three. Down goes Judkins. And so while the frozen fifth won't be in play, the discount beer is in play. So for Judkins, who strikes out for the second time tonight, all beer will be $1 off in the fifth inning for the rest of the fifth inning. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning, and we'll meet Brett on his level as the Colt 45s lead the Fairfield Indians 6-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is being sponsored proudly by Loux Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersch Airport and Churn Creek Road. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LouxLandscape.com. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base and sand, decorative art, pavers, retailing walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Loux Landscape Supply. There's nothing like the view from the chief.
Hi, this is Cindy at Loux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple-sized trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Loux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LouxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Loux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and we are joined by UPrep baseball coach Brad Miller along with Rosalyn. Rosalyn, how are you doing today, sweetheart?
Good.
Yeah? You enjoying the baseball game so far?
Yeah.
What's your favorite sport?
Football.
Oh, really? How do you feel about that, Brad? Where's that?
Oh, man, I don't know where that came from. She went to a football camp, and now we can't. Here's can't keep her off of it. So.
Noah Young with a leadoff single in the left field. So, you know, just again, talking about the state of baseball in the community, couldn't be thriving. We found out that that our young Macon Bacon manager, Easton Waterman, got thrown out. We were talking a little bit about that. Did you expect that from Easton?
Yeah, alum Colt 45. I coached him. I coached against him when he was playing at Enterprise, and he's such a great kid, and he's got great parents. And so, yeah, he's a very, very well-mannered kid. I never would have expected him, but you know what? He's competitive, so I can see him firing up every now and then.
I love it, you know, but again, we've been talking so much about just the coaching tradition. I mean, of course, you've coached for the Colt 45s here in the past, swung on and fouled away by Mason Johnson, 0-1 from Robinson. But what is it about this community that allows for, you know, great baseball minds to grow?
Well, I think it's just a lot of the players that played here that come back and give back after they've gone and played college ball, played professionally or whatever it is. And they're coming back and giving back to the youth and keeping them passionate, inspired. And so that's really to see that complete circle come to fruition at school.
One ball, one strike, and you're also, you want to say something? Tell me what you want to say, Rosalind.
I don't want to say anything.
Oh, well, you just said something right there, so thanks for saying something. One pitch is long. Got her! We tricked her. Yeah. Rosalind with a very, got her arms all pulled up. So you're from Spokane, Washington originally. How did you end up coming to Reading?
Yep, to play for the Colt 45s. I was playing collegiate ball in the Midwest, and Rick Bassetti and Greg Catteray and Denny Brugman were coaching at the time. And called me.
Oh yeah, my car got hit for the first time. That's my car that got hit.
Oh,
yeah.
Poor Ethan. Poor guy.
Yeah, my car just got smacked. It's ugly anyway. So, I I'm missing a back bumper. It's just got to pay it off and make sure I get a new one. But yeah.
But continue though. But like a lot of these kids, they're all from all over the country, and I fell in love with the area.
1-2 hitch is taken for strike three. Mason Johnson having issue with it and still with some words. Better be careful. And so there's one away. Gotta protect with two strikes. So when you're in a game like this, I mean, so much is talked about playing in the heat, but it's something that really you have to endure if you're going to be successful in Shasta County. The heat's always part of it. So what do you think is the biggest key mentally when you're dealing with the weather that's like this?
I think it's just the preparation and taking care of your body outside of the game. Eating right, lots of fluids, just putting yourself in a right mindset, knowing that it's going to be hot, and that can't be a factor. You can't make that an excuse. You know it's going to be that way. It's predictable. Where in this game, sometimes the weather is unpredictable. So you can mentally prepare for it. And
yeah, go ahead.
It is really hot today. I think you should cool down and go.
Well, we can't leave it. I can't leave until the game's over. That's on Boss Man. Oh, boy. You are precious, though, Rosalind. Oh. 0-2 the count to Jeremy Giesig. Who's been a player that, I mean, obviously you're still close with this team and, you know, Mason Cassingham, obviously behind the plate. You have, Dylan Cabral out here, but who's been somebody who you really look at and you're like, wow, there's something right here. Maybe even could potentially get drafted someday.
Yeah. I mean, I really like Kyle Norton. He's a great player. He can play the outfield, play first base. He can run really well, hits for power, hits for average. So he's a guy that's, that I watched last year a lot and he came back. He loved the community, loves the atmosphere, and he's fun to watch. So
Giesig with the slow roller back to second. Up with it is Vega, who throws to Judkins in time, and there's quickly two away, joined by Brad Miller and his daughter Rosalind. Any advice for the teams? Because tomorrow we have a championship, and it's important to highlight the little leaguers. We have the 10-12U District 1 championship going on tomorrow at 10 a.m. at East Reading. East Reading's been on a roll lately. What advice do you have, though, for both of those teams who are going to be, you know, playing in a very heated atmosphere?
Yeah, I think it's make sure you have fun and enjoy every second of that atmosphere. Soak it in, take it in, and don't be overwhelmed by the moment, because it's just baseball. You love the game. Make sure you're having fun, and it won't overwhelm you.
0-1 the count as we have Brett Dingus now to bat. I mean, you're a dad yourself. How do you teach the competitive aspect of sports without letting it become too maybe overwhelmingly emotional for the kids.
Well, I think we're not there yet with ours.
Here's the pitch, swung on, grounded up the middle. Nice play and kick there by Saitu, who throws the first in time. But, yeah, go ahead and finish the thought.
Yeah, yeah. We're not there as parents yet, but coaching sixth grade to eighth grade, it's teaching them to be competitive within their team and creating competitiveness at the positions. And that way, when you get into a game against the real competition, you're really just playing against yourself and not against the other team.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brad Miller, for joining us. Rosalyn, I'll let you end it. Do you have anything to say for the nice people who are listening on the radio?
I think it's really a day. We're having so much fun. Goodbye. Happy 4th of July. Bye.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Brad and Rosalyn Miller, for joining us on the broadcast. We're heading to the top of the sixth inning. The Colt 45s lead the Fairfield Indians 6-3. Hi,
this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the sixth inning, as we have Jalen Edmonds to lead things off. Takes low for ball one. One ball and one strike. Goddard continuing to work. He'll whip and deliver. 1-1 pitch inside for ball two. Two-one pitch. Swung on a hard ground ball to third. Oh, nice back pick by Johnson. The throw to first in time.
5-3. Put out.
Again, Tyler, it's about the hard plays looking easy, the easy plays looking hard. That ball was scorched on the ground and able to take care of it, almost like rolling it into a big bag of popcorn, but that bag right there, and then able to just turn and throw.
That's great, man. And, you know, take care of those plays is good, too, but let's take care of those easy ones, huh?
Here's Eric Thomas now. Thomas is going to bomb one, and it is a beauty up along the third base side. The throw to first, not in time. Nice hustle there by Johnson to try to get over. Goddard made the throw, an accurate throw, but not in time. So for Eric Thomas, who is 1-for-3 with his first base hit of the day. And so for the Fairfield Indians, who are very much into this ballgame right now, trailing 6-3, and the Colt 45s have to keep this defense up.
Are you a fan of the bunt, Ethan? You like the bunt?
Absolutely. And then for Goddard, doesn't come set, turns his shoulder after he came set, and that is a balk, and he goes to second. So for Goddard, came set, turned his shoulder without stepping off. That's a false move, an easy balk call to make. And so at second is Thomas, and I am absolutely a fan of bunting, and I want to see it more, especially at the big league level. You see it in college. First pitch is swung on, lifted softly into right field, going back five steps under it, making the catch is Vela, and there's two away. Yeah, I'm a big proponent of the bunt, and I love the fact that this year we were able to see a walk-off squeeze.
You gotta love it.
So with two outs, here is Ben Seitz and now Bob Anderson going out to check on Goddard. And Goddard so far, again, been a bit of a rough time just because of the defensive miscues.
Only what, two earned runs? I just said two earned runs, right?
Yeah, two earned runs. For those of you keeping track at home, I know Tyler's keeping track at home. But yeah, no, they're out there talking to him, and Bob Anderson giving him a nice clap, and that will, he'll walk back. So I remember this, and this is just, again, this is the baseball nerd in me. Do you remember when Don Mattingly was the coach for the Dodgers?
I sure do.
And he made the mistake of going out to make a stop, forgot to mention something else after he turned his back, and because he went to talk to his pitcher as he turned his back, it counted as a second mound visit, and somebody else came in to pitch. Not sure what year what that was. Maybe I'll look it up later, but it was definitely one of those weird things that you see in baseball.
Oh, there's plenty
of
them.
Well, don't see often in baseball. I don't remember last time ever seeing that.
I can't recall one.
Here's the pitch, swung on, grounded to second. Up with it is Vela, throws across his body, and that ends the inning. So despite a single by Eric Thomas, the Colt 45s, able to clean it up on defense. No runs, one hit. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Colt 45s ahead of the Fairfield Indians, 6-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Doesn't say a word, picks up his ball. He is undeterred. Says, I am the greatest there has ever been. And he grits his teeth.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Yep. Bottom of the sixth inning, and here is Mason Cassingham, who just graduated from UPrep, and he'll be moving with his family to Waco, Texas. Here's the pitch to Cassingham from Robinson, who delivers inside and low for ball one. One ball and no strikes, and I have to say, Robinson is doing it the right way. He is the right-hander from Contra Costa. He's got the pants and the black stirrups as Cassingham drives the pitch into left field, foul. But he's got the pants rolled up with the stirrups, three white stripes around it, and then white socks with the stirrups. That is a clean look. I don't know. I've always been a fan of the stirrups. 1-1. Very, very professional. 1-1. Taken high for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Oh, yeah. Do you remember? Well, of course, we don't remember personally because we weren't around back then. We weren't alive back then. But remember reading about how the Chicago White Sox one day decided to do, like, softball short shorts for, like, a three-game series?
I did. And there's also the Cincinnati Reds guy, Ted Kluszewski. I think he wore, tried to do the sleeveless thing for a while, too. Not a good look.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, shorts and baseball don't look good.
That ball is hit hard, foul, and out of play.
serves up select food and cocktails.
Yeah, they did so in 1976. I don't know what the idea was. Maybe it was just hot and humid in Chicago, but I mean, even now, it's just, you're like, what were they thinking?
Bad look.
Two teams swung on, fouled away.
Jax is enjoyed by many, including Paul Jenkins.
You know what? You know one thing, though, that I am like, I kind of look at, I'm like, what were they thinking? Are the Dodgers, what is that? Not the Pride uniforms.
City Connect?
The City Connect uniforms. Not the all blues. Boy, oh boy.
How about
How
about the Giants creamsicle uniforms they got?
Oh, those are clean, though. See, but you have the mixture of the brown blended together, you got some green in there, but the Dodgers, man, they look like a big blueberry.
They do.
They you know what it reminds me of? The girl from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, foul away, ooh, that nearly sank into a trash can about 13 feet off.
I saw Albert Pujols hit a home run in that jersey.
He did hit a home run in that jersey, but it doesn't change the fact that somebody was like, wow, let's just make it all blue.
Yeah, not
big
a good look.
Blue uniforms. Like not even like, I mean, maybe I'm just a traditionalist, but I don't know. They were grody.
Yeah, they were.
3-2 swung on, lifted down the third baseline and foul. Ooh, little kids nearly got hit. Ooh, so glad they didn't.
Foul ball.
Man, that was a bit of a surprise right there. He had about a couple of kids, maybe between the ages of 5 to 6, 7. None of them had their hands up and landed in their direction.
Any kids out there, pay attention at the ballpark, man. The ball comes faster than you think it does.
Here's the 3-2 pitch, taken for ball four. So Mason Cassingham able to work the quality at bat. And so now here is Giacomo Crosetti, who is 0-for-1, hit by a pitch. And again, we mentioned Giacomo and how it's actually his great, great uncle. But he still said his family got a tour of Cooperstown when they went for their family visit when he was 13 years old. Cassetti takes on the outside corner versus, like, ooh, that ball was a little up. 0-1, and Cooperstown was able to give Crosetti a couple of free baseballs from his great-great uncle. So that's a little cool factoid.
I'm sure he cherishes them for sure.
Yeah, he was telling me all about it. 1-0 pitch, two-seamer, just a little bit outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes the count. Matt Cassingham at first with Crosetti at bat. Keep forgetting that it's 1-1. That first pitch to Crosetti was very high strike. Gets the bunt down, and it's a foot race. Crosetti on his way, and he is safe.
Yes, let's go.
Flipping at first is Robinson. So Robinson had a beat on Crosetti, but went to field the ball, and he just fell. And so for Crosetti, with some Bugs Bunny action, able to get the infield bunt single, and with runners at first and second, we're going to get timeout called as the Indians try to figure it out, and the Colt 45s threatening with two base runners aboard, including one in scoring position with Cassingham. And here is
failure to communicate.
Kyle Norton,
first baseman, number 25,
coming to the plate. And so, for Kyle Norton in the very fresh Redding Colt 45s jerseys, here's the pitch taken away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Ball slipped away from O'Leary very momentarily, but able to recover. Cassingham holding it second. Bottom of the sixth, the Colt 45s ahead of the Fairfield Indians, 6-3. Here's the 1-0 pitch, taking it upstairs for ball two. And so for Norton, who is 0-for-1, but he has, 1-for-2, he has walked, singled, and grounded to short. Two-oh taken away, so two-seam fastball by Robinson, and now